And as Harry Choppers fight their way through bookstores and toy stores and shopping malls, some devout Christians worry the religious message of the holiday has been pushed aside in favor of a secular vision. But writer Christina Adams says you don't have to believe in Jesus to have faith in Christmas.
From the outside, Christmas looks like a wildly secular party. It's a time for spending and overeating, sometimes marketed with a family theme, kind of like Las Vegas. But in this widely Christian nation, the traditional reason for Christmas is the birth of Jesus Christ. This has never bothered me. I love Christmas, and I think the world would be better off if we asked ourselves, what would Jesus do, and then actually did it. But I don't take the religious reason for Christmas literally, because I don't believe in God. Lord knows I've got an impeccable religious pedigree. Pentecostal turned Baptist bloodlines on one side, and a circuit-riding preacher relative on the other. But that's where things get interesting. The preacher was my Aunt Renee, as they pronounced Renee in the old Appalachian South. She divorced her husband at the turn of the century and rode a mule around the mountains, spreading the good word. Renee was long gone by the time I was 5. By then I knew, despite the church services and my precocious Bible knowledge, that I did not believe in God. I said no to baptism at 9, mortifying my devout grandmother. For years I tried to explain myself through the fire and smoke of true believers who loved me anyway. One of these was the mom of my best friend in high school, who said, "You poor thing, when you die, you'll be all dressed up with no place to go." I'll admit I was taken aback at a hometown Christmas party when a woman who's known my beliefs since we were kids asked if I'd accepted my personal Savior into my heart yet. But I knew it was done out of caring, so I told her not to worry about me. Then stood by that huge cherub-covered tree and wondered at the futility of people trying to change each other. Still, she was right about one thing. Christmas is sacred territory, though the teeming malls and post offices bruise my patience. When I'm driving home in the winter dark, I see Christmas shining softly in the quiet streets. This intangible, multicolored thing called Christmas comforts me. It sends me back in time to when my yellow sheet of paper with its top 10 lists of presents, thin and torn from rewrites, was my major preoccupation. Christmas wraps up our worries and invites us, like the man it honors, to come unto it as a child. It makes us giddy over old ornaments or the novelty Santas dancing on the drugstore shelves. It hides innocence and expectations like small forgotten presents under the tree. My Christmas, as always, will be a pretty personal, eclectic holiday. I'll do what most Americans do, make my own traditions while keeping the ones I like. And, though no one can tell what the future holds, I plan to be dressed up with plenty of places to go.
Christina Adams writes and lives in Southern California.